Queen Victoria was one of the longest reigning of the monarchs in the country of England. And in the late 1800s, the story was told that they were given a concert of Handel's Messiah. I don't know if you remember this story, but the protocol was that everybody, of course, at the end, when Hallowed Chorus is sung, that everybody's to stand. But the monarch is never to stand, because everybody always paid homage to the monarch. And when she attended this concert, at the end, everybody stood, and then she stood. And she bowed her head, and she wept. And I thought, what leadership, to understand that there's a holy God that needs to be worshipped. And there was another story that came out. A man who had served earlier as her chaplain in her reign came to see her later on when she was sick, and she had been reading a leaflet on the return of Christ. And she asked the chaplain, she said, "Chaplain, what do you think about the return of Christ?" And it's not known what the chaplain answered. But before he left, he turned around and he said, "Your Majesty, why have you asked me that?" And she said, "Oh, I wish that he returns while I'm still alive, because nothing would give me more joy than to pass on the crown of Great Britain and India to him with my own hands." So in her youth, with most of her life still ahead of her, she did crown Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in her heart. And then much later, in her latter years, with gray hair and, of course, many sorrows in that reign, she wanted to give him every crown that God had given her. And I thought, what a testimony. You know, in the times of history, we see a lot of people in our times past that they portray them not right. But God knows the truth, and God knows who are his. And one of these days, we'll all be at his feet. This song, "Here I'd Rather Have Jesus," is obviously an old song, but a wonderful song. But that phrase was in my mind so many times over the last couple weeks, that to have Jesus rather than to be the king of a vast domain. But she would be willing to give up everything, because she knew he was everything. The lesson still rings true. Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be my hungering spirit. world affords today.